Since we've been together, I felt more uncomfortable, out of place, and just physically sick than I have in my entire life. But I couldn't have gone through all that if I wasn't in love with you.
The quirky love story of Reuben and Polly starts out when Reuben, played by Ben Stiller, marries someone else, Lisa, played by Deborah Messing. But before they can live happily ever after, in fact, before they even get through their Caribbean honeymoon, Reuben finds Lisa wrapped in the arms of a muscular scuba instructor.
Ahoy, mateys!
Oh, my God.
This is not what it looks like.
Actually, it is exactly what it looks like. And Reuben returns home to New York depressed and dejected, which is when Jennifer Aniston, as free-spirited Polly, comes into his neatly ordered life.
I assess risk for a living, so I know that I have a 0.013% chance of being hit by a car on my way home, or a 1 in 46,000 chance of falling through a subway grate.
Really?
So I try to manage that risk by avoiding danger and having a plan and knowing what my next move is. And I guess you don't exactly live your life that way.
No, I do it a little differently.
Aniston, best known for playing Rachel on the long-running TV hit Friends, says she likes a little more order in her life than Polly has.
I'm pretty controlled, I have to say. There's aspects of Polly that are very similar to me in terms of indecision and commitment. But I'm trying to think of the last time I just said what the hell and did something crazy.
I like to live life on the edge.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah, you never know.
Stiller also says he's not very much like repressed Reuben in real life, but he does think the on-screen chemistry works with Aniston, and he says that's something which you just have to let happen for the comedy to work.
I don't think about it. I mean, I know that at the end of the day, you hope that there's something there that works with the two people, so it's fun to watch them together, and you believe them as two people who would be in a couple or just fun to watch together. But it's like anything where you can't really go for that result. There's nothing you can do about it. I knew that we both kind of enjoyed each other's company and, you know, laugh at each other and, and had fun working together. But in terms of how that translates to what people are watching on the screen, it's like anything else with what you're doing as an actor. I don't think you can be thinking about that because you can't control it. And, you know, it's just something you can't force. So I think you just have to hope that it's there and that the director is sort of aware of watching what's going on and trying to foster whatever it is between two actors while it's happening.
The director is John Hamburg, who's worked with Stiller before as the co-writer of Zoolander and the blockbuster hit Meet the Parents.
I think Ben just knows that we both want it to be really good, and he knows I'm looking out for him, so I'm not going to make him do something that's going to make him look stupid or that he's doing for no reason. We both want the same things. You know, all of us just want the movie to be good and the scene to be right.
Often that involves putting his star in the most awkward, embarrassing predicaments imaginable, and what might politely be termed intestinal humor. But Hamburg defends these low jokes, which are almost always guaranteed a laugh.
People experience these things in life. They experience uncomfortable, embarrassing situations. It's not gratuitous. I don't think it's there to be like in a teen movie kind of thing. This is set up. Ben's character has a stomach problem, which we described, which is a real problem. And he's on a date. He really cares about this woman. He thinks she's the woman he wants to spend the rest of his life with. And what's the worst thing that can happen? Something that happens to people in everyday life. So it's just another scene for me. There are people I understand who go, it's a bathroom. I don't want to hear about it. And I respect that. But I also think that it's a human moment. And all I'm trying to do is take human moments and blow them up a little bit.
So does Stiller ever feel ashamed to do the things screenwriters seem to love having him do?
I am embarrassed. I am. What can I tell you? Really, it's like kind of just take it on a case-by-case basis with each project. And we'll have discussions about scenes like that that are difficult sometimes personally for me to approach. And we talk about it and figure out, like, well, you know, what's right for the movie and if it's really worth it. And, you know, usually the discussion is like, well, we'll try it. And if it doesn't work, it won't be in the movie. And then it's always in the movie. And it's one of those things.
Tell me, what kind of guy are you?
What kind of guy am I?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, up until now, you haven't exactly been the portrait of honesty. So just come clean, okay? Just tell me who you are.
Along Came Polly also features Hank Azaria, Philip Seymour Hoffman, and Alec Baldwin. Ellen Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.